With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The Republican Party raises over $65 million in March.
Donald Trump and the Republican National Committee closed out the month of March with $93.1 million in their campaign accounts. That's a significant increase as they try to catch up to the fundraising of President Joe Biden and the Democrats. Biden and the Democratic National Committee have not yet released their fundraising numbers for March, but their political operations says they brought in $53 million in February and closed out that month with $155 million cash on hand. Biden has been fundraising jointly with his party since he launched his reelection campaign, while Trump first had to clear a field of challengers. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Also at SRNnews.com, Muslims continue to be angry with Biden over the Israel-Hamas war.
The president's plans for an iftar dinner this week were scaled back when invited Muslim American leaders refused to attend. A meeting was scheduled instead to hear from the Arab community. One of the attendees was Dr. Thayer Ahmad, a Palestinian-American ER doctor. He told CNN that he walked out of the meeting with President Biden and Vice President Harris after telling them what he witnessed while treating hospital patients in Gaza. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson says he is not running for vice president.
Senator Johnson is heaping praise on the former president after riding with him on Air Force One and attending a Trump rally on Election Day.
You're seeing the real Donald Trump in these rallies. I mean, the guy is just entertaining. He's funny. Like I say, there's substance in those rallies, but there's a lot of good humor.
But Johnson tells the Salem Radio Network he has no future in a likely Trump White House.
I would be replaced by probably a Democrat senator.
Senator Johnson was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agner reporting.
This is SRN News. A new poll of Hispanic pastors.
With the Latin American population of the U.S. surging, Lifeway Research decided it was time to learn more about the men who lead churches in that community. According to the Lifeway study, 82% of Hispanic pastors are evangelicals, compared to 17% who serve in mainline denominations. 70% of them have some type of higher education, including 44% who have graduate degrees, but only about half are pastors full-time. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Vatican says it will publish a new document on gender next week, and more than a billion Catholics are holding their breath. The church has been in turmoil since last December when the Pope authorized priests to offer blessings to same-sex couples. That decision has sparked a split among Catholic leaders, with many bishops around the world openly denouncing the pontiff and refusing to obey. The new document will also reportedly address surrogacy. This is SRN News. A cruise ship reportedly carrying 1,500 passengers is stuck in the Spanish port of Barcelona.
It's all due to the visa problems of a group of Bolivian passengers who were due to disembark there. Authorities say 69 Bolivians are not being allowed to leave the ship because they lack valid documents to enter the European border-free Schengen area. Spanish government officials said Wednesday they're in contact with Bolivian authorities and the cruise ship company to resolve the situation. The ship had sailed from Brazil to cover a route in the Mediterranean Sea. Spanish news reports said that some 1,500 passengers are meanwhile on board, hoping to continue the cruise to Croatia. Keith Peters reporting.
Some of music's biggest names are banding together to demand that AI developers respect artist rights. More than 200 artists have joined the Artist Rights Alliance nonprofit to voice their concern against AI-related threats in the music industry. More details at srnnews.com.